Investors are eager to see if the Dow Jones Industrial Average will reach the next major milestone as it approaches the 20,000 mark. Since the election of Donald Trump, the Dow has risen just about 2,000 points. Michael Driscoll is a business professor at Adelphi University on Long Island. He's also a 28-year Wall Street veteran. He joins us now. On the night of the election, futures trading was halted as investors panicked with the surprise election of Donald Trump. But here we are more than, 2 months later, and the Dow is poised to hit a record high. What do you make of the market speculation on the Trump presidency the night of the election?
You know, Bill, I will never forget that night for a lot of different reasons. I was standing in front of a class, and I had my Bloomberg screens up on this lecture hall type class that I was teaching in. The class noticed the red headlines coming across that the Mexican peso had just dropped 11%. And I looked at the class, they looked at me, and it was kind of a collective like, I think we just got a forecast on how this election's going to turn out. And by 9 o'clock at the or 9:30 the next morning, as the U.S. was opening, it had been almost like a 1,000 point turnaround in the Dow futures contract. So it was a remarkable night, and I think that for me as a teacher and for my students to sit and watch this in real time was, as I say, a teachable moment that I don't think any of us will ever forget.
There is uncertainty, I should say, over foreign policy right now, especially given statements Trump made on the campaign trail about China, and of course just this week the Obama administration aimed sanctions against Russia. Is that something that could stand in the way of the market movement in the rise of the Dow?
Oh, I'd say very much so, Bill. There's an awful lot out there that I think is going to ultimately give investors pause to concern. One thing markets, I've been watching them for a long time, and one thing markets hate is uncertainty. And geopolitical risk that we may be facing as a nation in the months and years to come, I think, is something that is really at some point going to have a very dramatic impact on investors and hopefully nothing more than investors. But there's a lot of uncertainty out there. There's, some concern as to, a potential for a trade war with China. That's something that I don't think as a nation we want to get involved in, because I'm not so sure that the U.S. would come out on the winning side of that.
Well, we certainly know that Donald Trump is volatile as a politician with his tweets, his off-the-cuff comments. Could that be a sign of volatility to come in the market this year?
I mean, are you completely comfortable calling Donald Trump a politician, Bill? I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure what he is yet. I mean, I know he was a reasonable, successful real estate developer. I know he's a reasonable, successful reality TV host. I'm hesitant to call Mr. Trump a politician yet.
Trump has talked about many things on the campaign trail. He's talked about tariffs, lowering the corporate tax rate, abolishing many federal regulations. What do you think could have the biggest impact on the market among those policies?
I think lowering corporate tax rates would probably be the most impactful from my perspective in a good way. I think if U.S. corporate tax rates went from 35% to 15%, rivaling some of the lowest rates that anyone in the world imposes upon companies, would be a huge benefit to corporate America. But there's some other things, the infrastructure spending, which again is great for, a lot of U.S. companies that would get bigger contracts and jobs from all this. But there's, concomitant with that would be a huge expansion of the U.S. Budget deficit. But the initial stimulative forecast for lowering tax rates and increases in infrastructure spending would have a very positive impact on the U.S. economy. But there is potential for a little bit of a roller coaster in the months and years to come.
Professor, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and I wish you a happy new year.
Thank you very much, Bill. Happy new year to you and all the listeners as well.